We are in the octave of Easter. The antiphon that characterizes this time of the year is this verse from Psalm 118, which we heard for the Alleluia verse. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This is the day. You see, what happens with the resurrection is we are given a new understanding of what day means. Because before this, day meant the time between sundown and the next sundown. In the Jewish counting of days, the day began when the sun set, and the next day began when the sun set, 24 hours. In our minds, midnight to midnight, a day. So, according to that way of thinking, yesterday was the day the Lord had made. Yesterday was the day to rejoice and be glad. Yesterday was Easter Sunday. Sure, and that's true. Yesterday was Easter Sunday. But the antiphon says, today, this is the day the Lord has made. This is the day. Well, how can it be yesterday and today? It's because day now, we're interpreting in a broader sense, a spiritual sense, the day of the resurrection, the day that doesn't end, the life that doesn't end. It's not 24 hours. Now, when we think of the sun coming up in the morning, we say, well, it would be terrible if it just stayed up there all the time. Talk about climate change, we would have a disaster. But in the spiritual life, no, it's no disaster. That's God's plan for us, to live in glory forever. There's an image of this in the book of Revelation, where John has this vision of the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, and in the city they have no need from lamps or the sun. They don't need the sun, because the Lord gives the city light all the time. It never gets dark there in the New Jerusalem. So it's always day in heaven. That's the day we're celebrating during the octave of Easter. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's an unending day, because Jesus reveals now an unending life. Life on the other side of death. This means that we are, because of Easter, given an understanding of a kind of split level or two-level reality. Not one or the other, both. There's the earthly reality, which we already know, we know too well, and there is heavenly reality, which is revealed because Jesus is risen. He's still alive, he's still fully human, but he's glorified. And that makes it possible for us, for our eyes to be opened to this new dimension, but it also opens our eyes to the fuller meaning of the earthly dimension. And this double way of seeing reality is very important. People without faith only see one of these two levels. They see the earthly level. Everybody can see it, except people who are completely closing their eyes even to reality. But most people can see that this is where we live, this is the reality of our life. But only with faith can we see that there's something more. This comes up in today's gospel, the difference between the view of reality that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary have, and the view of reality that the chief priests and the elders have. The chief priests and the elders are determined to stick with their story. They got rid of Jesus and they're not going to let his story continue with some tale of rising from the dead. Just say someone stole the body and forget about it. That's their whole mentality. Here, we'll give you a little money here. We'll pay you off. Say this. Isn't that earthly reality? Isn't that the way it is? I mean, that's not so unfamiliar. people being paid off, officials being corrupted, fake news. People are being paid to tell lies all the time. That's earthly reality. It's so familiar to us. You don't know who to trust. You don't know who's paying who. Who's got the money. But then, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, first of all, they saw an angel roll the stone away and sit on it. And then, as they were just awestruck by this, as they're going to tell the apostles that they saw the tomb being opened and Jesus is not inside, Jesus himself meets them right on the road. Their eyes are opened to this new reality, the reality of the risen Lord Jesus. Do they know about corruption and bribery and, you know, fake news? Sure, they know about that. Everybody does. But they also know that Jesus has broken out of that tomb and has revealed whole new life. So this is our daily experience, both earthly and heavenly. If our eyes of faith are open, we still see earthly reality in all its dimensions. In fact, we should be able to see it better because we have this heavenly perspective. Earlier this morning, I went out to get a little exercise. I walked out this gate. To the east, the sun is rising, beautiful sunny day. To the west, a big garbage truck is coming down the street. So I went east. I went that way. And it's a beautiful morning, huh? Sunny, birds singing, nice breeze. The garbage truck followed me down the street. And then I crossed that Via del Papa, and I went down that end of Marcus Aurelius, which is a dead end. The garbage truck followed me down the street, you know, with this smell and garbage. And I was going back and forth between the gate and the truck. And as the truck got closer and closer, I was getting trapped in the dead end. So I'm trying to, you know, reflect and pray the rosary and do something spiritual. And I've got this garbage truck following me down the street. What is this? Well, after the truck got close to the dead end, I said, I've got to keep walking around this truck. So I walked on the other, I walked past the truck and came down the street this way. So I broke out of the tomb. And then I had a nice sunny day again. I left the garbage truck behind. Well, I'm just use that very, you know, mundane experience as a symbol of what we have now because Jesus is risen from the dead. Is the world a beautiful, sunny place, or is it a stinking garbage truck? Well, it's both. It's both. There's enough garbage in the world to discourage anybody. I've been so struck by the stories of the landslides in eastern Visayas. I've never been to that part of the country, so I don't know Leyte or Samar. But my goodness, the terrible tragedy there. I didn't read much about it, but in one article I read, there was a man who was in his house, probably a very simple fishing village, I assume, right on the coast. He heard the landslide. And he and three other members of his family went running into the sea, swimming, to get away from the landslide. And he was the only one who survived. The other three died. And now he's telling this story, and I was so struck by that. I said, wow, here's this guy out in the water, swimming away into the ocean. He turns around, and his whole life has been completely wiped out. Buried his house, his livelihood, his family, everything he's ever owned, buried. I said, what in the world? How could anybody bear that kind of... And then he's in the water. Where is he supposed to go now? That was my own reflection. It wasn't in the article. But I said, my goodness, what a tragedy. Or the story of these refugees from Ukraine. What a trauma. And they're being told now, even if you could go back home, there's probably nothing to go back to. Your houses, your cities are reduced to rubble now. What a trauma it is. So, is the world a stinking garbage truck? Yeah, there is a lot of real, heavy tragedy, suffering. Enough to make anybody mourn or get discouraged. But that's not all there is. That's why it's important to have this two-level perception. If we think we can only live on the heavenly level, and that we don't have problems in the world, well, that's just unreal. That won't appeal to anybody. That's an escape. Anybody who claims that their faith makes them see only a bed of roses is not looking at the whole picture. No, it's both the garbage truck and the beauty of what God is doing. So, Jesus' resurrection does is it breaks open the dead end that was our life in this world and makes it possible to see glory. Glory. We, because we are one body with Christ and He's glorified, we are glorified. We have one foot in heaven already because He's there. But we're still very much planted on the earth. Well, this perspective is going to be fleshed out for us all week, and in fact, for the next 50 days, the whole Easter season. Let me just say a word about the first reading, because Peter has this awareness of a new perspective. And this is Pentecost Day. This is 50 days after the resurrection, and Peter, of all people, knows earthly reality. He knows his own embarrassing weakness, but he also knows Jesus has brought him up out of that condition. And so here it's Pentecost, and he has a big crowd of people gathered around. They heard the wind and they heard the apostles speaking in tongues. And so he says, now is my chance to tell these people something new. And he pulls out this passage from Psalm 16 and says, you know, this Psalm 16, David speaks about the confidence in the Lord and the Lord raising him up and not abandoning him to the nether world, and you will never suffer your Holy One to see corruption. Well, the Jews knew that Psalm, and they knew that David was talking about the Messiah in some mystical way. And Peter says, he's talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about someone who died and did not undergo corruption. Someone who is still alive to this day. David himself didn't know what he was prophesying. But I know, and I'm going to tell you. Peter, the uneducated fisherman, is proclaiming an extraordinary message to the people who have gathered on Pentecost morning. You see what it's like to have a new perspective. Even the reading of the scriptures is enriched. The Psalms and the whole Old Testament still mean what they always meant. But because of faith, we can discover that they mean more. They're pointing toward the new life which we get from Jesus. Well, this is the journey we're on now, the Easter journey. It's still Monday morning, and we still go back to our normal life, whatever normal life is nowadays. But it's normal life which has been touched with the glory of the risen life. Alleluia.